Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
In local news, a new report aiming to secure the future of Southern Cassowary has been released by the Australian government. Dubbed the living dinosaur, the Southern Cassowary is much alike its prehistoric ancestors with its 2-metre stature and dagger-like claws. Tony O'Malley from Terrain Natural Resource Management says that the draft report highlights an opportunity to shine a spotlight on the bird, identifying several factors that have impacted on its population. The report is open for public comment until September 6th.
Just a trigger warning for this one. The following story refers to the mistreatment of Indigenous youth by authorities. A disabled Indigenous youth has been allegedly kept in solitary confinement for 500 days at a Queensland Cleveland Youth Detention Centre. The 19-year-old was regularly kept in his room for more than 20 hours a day during the 744-day stay at Cleveland. Human rights organisations say the case can be likely labelled as torture and a breach of Queensland's Human Rights Act. Youth Justice Minister Di Farmer argued detailed logbooks show the teenager spent plenty of time outside his cell.
In national news, lab-produced meat could be set to hit supermarket shelves in the new year. Food Standards Australia and New Zealand are currently assessing a proposal from cell-based meat company Vow. Vow CEO George Pepu says the aim is to create foods and nutritional profiles that do not replicate what animals produced, whilst claiming it won't be direct competition to the Aussie barbecue. The decision is expected to be made by March 2024.
A religious education course at a Tasmanian Catholic college is under review after being accused of discriminating against LGBTQ+ individuals. The course said it would teach traditional values and says teachers will be unambiguous in the clarity of their articulation of Catholic teaching. Equality Tasmania spokesperson Rodney Croom says the class actively discriminates against LGBTQIA+ students by asserting that intimacy, love, and sex should only occur within sacramental marriage.
In international news, a drawing depicting what could be the distant ancestor of the pizza has been discovered on a wall in a house in Pompeii. Archaeologists presume the image was likely painted in 1st century AD, ruling out the image to technically be one of pizza, as it lacks classical ingredients, and one of focaccia served on a silver plate instead. Director of the archaeological site, Gabrielle Zichtiegel, said that whilst it was not pizza, it could have been a distant ancestor of this food.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.